Well, my name is Steve Salaney. I'm a volunteer here. I am on the commission. I'm vice president of the commission. I've loved this depot since I was a small child, and that's a long time ago. So,
at this point right now, a lot of work. I mean, a beautiful day here in November to be working. What all do we have going on right now?
Well, there's a number of things that we're doing. We have crews that just are working on the platform. The platforms were in bad shape. They're all brick, and they had a lot of traffic over the years, of truck traffic, and it shouldn't have been on the platform, but they were. Those are getting straightened out and broken bricks replaced. We're working on windows, which all the windows in the building were broken. We're working on finalizing our heat in the building. We had to run some gas lines, just a lot of different things. Working to get everything correct, I'll put it that way.
And I know it seems, and we can tell we're standing outside here right now, the roof was a priority. How has that gone about getting that roof sealed up?
Very well. We have, it's been watertight, for about a year, a little over a year. We did some work, and it's all at least patched. It's dry. And then we did find more damage than what we anticipated early on, and we had to replace some soffit and that type of thing. But it's worth it. It looks nice. So.
At this point here, I know the top priority was making sure this could start surviving weathers and winters and stuff. Are we to that point?
Yeah, we are. We were in better shape this year than we were last year, and that's always the key, I guess. And we have lots of volunteers, up to 10 people every time we come down here. And we're down here on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from about 9 to 1 or whatever it takes. Sometimes we're here to 2:30 or 3, but depending on what we're doing. And we're also available for tours at that time. Somebody wants to come down and take a look or come down and volunteer. So,
how has the prioritizing gone as to deciding to work on the platform? What's that priority list?
Well, I think it changes all the time. But when we find out that we've got extra work to do in an area, then we concentrate on that. The first priority, I guess, if you will, was the making the building watertight, I'll put it that way, and the windows. That was always a problem, and we've got those just about all licked. We've got the heat that should be ready today, as a matter of fact. We've had some cool days too, there's a window that we're standing in front of that had a lot of damage, and we'll work on that, believe it or not, over the winter. It's going to take a long time. We have to rebuild all of the frame on that entire window. It's 12 and a half feet wide. So.
And that's what I was going to say. How long can you guys keep working here? Is there enough stuff that you can kind of mix and match inside, outside to keep going all year round?
Oh, yeah. We did that last year. We've had it for about a year and a half, a little over, and we are down here every week, so 3 days a week, so always looking for volunteers.
When it comes to kind of exterior, I mean, what are some of the, obviously these are all big projects, we're looking at a very lengthy platform the guys are working on right now. Is there a big project that's on the horizon that's kind of that target? Boy, when we start doing this, this is the big one.
Well, our first target, and we're working on the funding for that right now, is the entire roof structure has to be, not the structure, but the roof covering has to be addressed, and we're working on trying to get prices for that. This building opened in 1891, and it had a terracotta roof on it. We're just within about 2 weeks of getting the final report of a structural analysis. The preliminary reports are that the structure is in excellent shape. A few spots that are maybe need a little bit of addressing, but basically the building is in great shape, but we need a new roof. And depending on how much the new terracotta roof cost, we'll have to go from there. So.
And that's the thing, we talked about the roof earlier on. Those were just temporary, making sure addressing those issues. But the whole roof in general is in need.
Yes, you're right. The biggest problem we had was make sure it's weather tight, and we've got it that way. But we need a new roof. Part of it has been replaced, and we need that. That was I don't recall right off the top of my head. $35,000, something like that, just as a temporary. Part of it was a temporary fix, some of it was a permanent fix, but the overall thing, we don't know for sure how much it's going to be. We're waiting on the analysis to come through.
Looking at from your role on the commission and stuff, in terms of not as much the construction but just the support, how has it been? I mean, how would you describe the support for this project?
Well, it's really amazing. We've had lots of people come down and donate time, and other people that can't donate the time but can donate the money, that's been very good, and always looking for more. We're not selfish, but we just need more money, and the people have been very generous, and we've had a fundraiser. We had one last month. We had a breakfast brunch. Angelini's in Keokuk sponsored that, and we wound up with about $2,000, which is good. And people got a look at what we've done so far. My wife's class reunion had a brunch down here in October, and we got over $1,000 on that one. So, and it was donations primarily. It was good.
And it seems like it's not waiting to raise all the money at one time. It's almost like as you've got the money, you're going to just keep putting it in here and keep this going as it goes.
Yes, that's right. It's a lot of work, and we don't have donors lined up, but when we can get the word out that we need some money for a specific project, we've had lots of luck with the Questers groups here, been very generous and raised a lot of money for us, and people are stepping forward, and that's, you know, it's gratifying. It's a beautiful old building. We needed to save it, and we're here. So,
anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you know, just I encourage people to come down for a visit, just to stop by. We'll give you a tour. We're like Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday mornings from 9 to about 1, and we're happy to take a mini break and give you a tour. So it's well worth it.